present, I will open this meeting of the Thompson Springs Special Service Fire District Administrative Control Board. The date is March 16th, 2021, the time 4:02. Commissioners that are present are Jacques Hadler, Sarah Stock, Tricia Dean, Gabriel Wojtek, Kevin Walker, and myself, Mary McGann. We have our Commissioner Administrator, Chris Baird, Associate Commissioner Administrator, Mallory Nassau. Christina Sloan still with us?
Okay. I am.
Okay, and Christina Sloan. County attorney. I will call to order this meeting of the Thompson Springs Special Fire District. First business is citizens to be heard. Are there any citizens to be heard? That's not up here as well as any citizens to be heard. Well, next order of business is approval of minutes. Do I have a motion?
Hey, Jenna.
Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Sorry, I move that we approve the minutes.
A motion by Kevin Walker, seconded by Evan Clapper. Discussion? All in favor, say aye. Raise your hand, or both. Aye. Anyone opposed? Passes unanimously. Ratification of payment of bills. Do I have a motion?
I'll move that we ratify the payment of the bills. As
excuse me?
Is that I was moving to ratify the payment of bills as they are listed in the packet.
Motion by Kevin Walker. Do I have a second? Seconded by Jacques Hadler. Questions? Comments? All in favor? Opposed? Passes unanimously. We are to the Fire Chief's report. Chief Markham.
Thank you. So recent incidents in the area, I-70 has kind of been the hot spot. We've had 4 calls out there this month, all medical, except for Saturday. We did have a system, some hail moved through town, and we had 2 separate simultaneous vehicle wrecks right outside of Thompson here. One vehicle ended up on its top. They thought they would need extrication, but some bystanders got there before me and were able to pull people out. And then 2 other vehicles slid off the side and ran into each other. So luckily it was only minor injuries, but there was a huge response to that call as far as EMS, fire, and law enforcement. As far as apparatus or equipment goes, all our apparatus is functional right now. I did receive the backup generator about 1.5 weeks ago. It's in the building, but it has not been installed yet. So I continue to follow up on that to get the electricians out here to get it going. Training tomorrow, I plan on a hands-on, basically jaws of life training. Unfortunately, my jaws of life are about 20 years old, and they operate under about 10,500 PSI of pressure. So I do inspect the hoses, but definitely overdue for some new extrication equipment. Unfortunately, just one of those tools is about $10,000. So I'm working on funding and grants and stuff for that. We continue to have the Thompson Springs Fire Hazard and Rejuvenation Weekly Community Action Team meetings. Those have been pretty productive. Thank you, Trish and Mary McGann and the other people that are participating with that. We have some things planned. I did meet with the new BLM fuels person yesterday and his assistant as far as the fuels break or the fire break goes on the west side of town. And now I'm being told that they need to do a NEPA study to kill some brush. So luckily they've done that project before several years ago, probably at least 5 years ago. So there is a NEPA study in place. Hopefully they can just revise that. We can get that fuels project done. I did attend the annual Southeast Utah Interagency Fire Spring Planning Meeting. It was a virtual meeting with probably about 50, 60 people. just some of the highlights of that was that the National Weather Service out of Junction in Salt Lake City, even though we've got a little moisture recently, predicts drought conditions to continue through at least June. And one of the things this means is with this prolonged drought combined with possible monsoons this year. Last year we didn't get any monsoons, so we didn't have any lightning, but the worry that if we do get lightning with the monsoons this year, the fuel types of pinyon juniper and the larger, the heavier fuels will catch. So we're going to keep an eye on that. And one of the concerns I have is that the Interagency Operations Center, basically the federal firefighters that are based out of the Moab area, they moved their operations center down to Ken's Lake. So that means anything on the north end of town, the response is going to be even longer, probably at least an hour and a half for them to get out here unless they're in the area. So, you know, I rely heavily on the Moab Valley Fire Department for all kinds of fires and extrication and stuff like that. But that's something I have to take in consideration for this future fire season. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Questions for Mark? Thank you, Mark. There is no new business. There's no old business, no future considerations or public hearing. We are at the end of our agenda, so I will adjourn this meeting unless someone opposes. Meeting adjourned.